Good morning. You made it to Friday.
Our political
Friday. Hooray, hooray.
Yes, a hooray, which comes the weekend and then Monday again. We'll be right back here.
Then comes, you know, the fall and then comes the winter. It's the inevitability of it all.
The great wheel spinning along. Well, as we spin with it. Indeed. And as we make it to Friday, we see a very interesting piece this morning, Alan, on the BBC as we're coming in about New Orleans and some of the areas that are protected and have not been protected by the levees.
They are losing whole football fields of land. So interesting, you know, the concept that when the Mississippi was ravaging farmland and depositing all of that dirt down in the bayous. And then what happened, of course, is that the Army Corps of Engineers built up all the riverfront areas so that it wouldn't overflow, the Mississippi wouldn't overflow the banks. And as a result, no new stuff got deposited down there. And now it's water all over the place instead of bayou. And the culture's disappearing, everything else. Very interesting program.
From there to a little bit of a week in review, can you imagine a headline after we started the week with what looked like a global market dive and possible crash to this morning as economies gasp globally, U.S. growth quickens?
We had one day, really, one or two days in which we could have made a fortune. We could have taken whatever little money we had and invested it in stocks that had gone really far down. Somebody was making money. And now, of course, it's on the way up. And as my wonderful wife always says, don't worry about it, honey. It'll come back.
Will Joe Biden jump into the presidential race? A new poll says he is stronger against the GOP than Hillary Clinton. A little better. But Clinton still remaining the Democratic frontrunner with 45%. Bernie Sanders has gained 10 points. He's at 22%. Biden comes in third with 18%, but his favorability is the highest.
Well, here's the problem with Biden. I mean, he's not a declared candidate. You know, people aren't going to start investing in a poll and saying that you're their favorite if you're not running. And I think it's still very unclear that Biden will run. We're hearing leaks from the family that it's going to take an awful lot to do and how hard it is to run, and the family has to be consulted. On the other hand, you had the image of Beau Biden, the son, telling Joe Biden to run because it's his life dream, very sympathetic. So if he runs, that's another whole story. I'm getting the feeling he's not going to do it.
The immigrant crisis and some headlines this morning in different places. Immigrants flee Venezuela amid crackdown. More than 1,000 people deported by the president. Hundreds of Colombians fleeing across the border. And then we see in Europe, Austria, a gruesome discovery as decomposing bodies of migrants were found in a truck.
70 bodies, at least 70 bodies. And of course, it raises in all of our minds exactly what's up. Were the smugglers responsible for doing this? Was the country, were there elements in the country? I mean, you know, Austria has never exactly been known as a great liberal bastion, and the levels of hatred there continue. So we don't really know what happened, and I don't know that we will.
We currently have an underwriter for the Garlic and Herb Festival, Alan, and in the line is eat, stink, and be merry. Now, if you go to Beirut, it's eat, stink, and be angry.
Well, Beirut, as you know, they're not picking up the garbage, and this is the number one issue. That's how disease gets spread, and of course, we don't even have to talk about the rats and everything else that happened during a time like that. And so the smell is apparently overwhelming, and we've seen that in cities where the garbage guys go on strikes, and on the way in, I was reminded of the whole thing because a skunk let go. And boy, that's a powerful smell.
It is that time of year. And finally, American Pharoah, Funny Side, The Horses, Travers. It's all taking place tomorrow at the Saratoga Racecourse.
Yes.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too.